أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمطلقات يتربصن بأنفسهن ثلاثة قروء ولا يحل لهن أن يكتمن ما خلق الله في أرحامهن إن كن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. In the previous ayats, Allah explained of the type of talaq, divorce, that was prevalent before Islam, which is called ila, and that a person should give his wife a divorce, and at the same time he kept her lingering. He shouldn't let her go also, and he shouldn't maintain her as his wife. And this is totally haram, and this is causing inconvenience to the woman, which is not permissible in any way. Now in these ayat, Allah explains the correct way of divorce if it becomes necessary. Firstly, divorce has been very unliked, so much so it comes in the hadith that the worst thing which Allah has permitted, the most undesirable, unliked thing, is divorce. Islam is not like the religion of the Christianity, that until death does it part us, that a person only parts with death. But if they just cannot make the home, and it is in the interest of everyone that it is better that they separate, Islam has allowed it but disliked it very much. Divorce, talaq, makes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shake. One of the greatest successes of shaitan is that when he gets a man to divorce his wife, that is very much disliked. But if it is so, then the woman should be set free. Don't keep her in Jahannam in this world. Don't make life hell for her in this world. Don't trouble her. Don't keep her lingering, that you don't maintain her as your wife, and neither that you leave her, that she can go and marry somebody else. So Islam has permitted, so Allah says, وَإِنْ عَزَمُ الطَّلَاقِ. Or agar theer gaya chhod dene ko, and you have determined that you want to divorce her, in the next ayat, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءَ. اور طلاق والی عورتیں انتظار میں رکھے اپنے آپ کو تین حیض تک. And the woman who have been divorced, then they should be in iddat for a period of 3 quru. Quru refers to the haiz of a woman, her menses. There is difference of opinion, but according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, it refers to her period of her menses. So for 3 periods, she has to be in iddat, where if she is divorced. And in here also, scientists, according to their research, have just discovered recently what Islam has stated 1400 years ago. The reason of the iddat period, in which she cannot get married to somebody else, as Islam, as Quran Sharif explains in front, that there mustn't be any mix-up of the children. If she is perhaps expecting and she marries somebody else, and in that period now, whose child is it? The husband that divorced her, or is it this husband's child that she has married now? So for 3 menses, then it becomes clear whether she's still getting her menses or not, or whether she has conceived from the husband who has divorced her. So there is no mix-up. And the other great thing is that now scientifically it has been established that if a woman has sexual relationships with different men, and during that period, and in the case of a husband passing away, then the iddat of a woman is 4 months and 10 days. So in that man, the effect is different on a woman. If she gets divorced, the effect is different on her. And if her husband passes away, the effect is different. So in that period, if she has sexual relationships with another man, and the first man's semen remains, the effects of it remains within her womb for the period of 3 months, 3 menses, or 4 months and 10 days. And when this semen mixes. That is when the disease of AIDS come about. So Islam has said that she must not have any, the iddat period, no relationship with any other man, so that there is no disease of AIDS. And in that we can understand also why a man is allowed four women. He can marry four women and there will be no AIDS in that. But if a woman has relationships with another man, within that period that she had relationship with one man, and within that three menses period, or 4 months and 10 days period, then with her, the man will get AIDS, she will get AIDS. But a man, if he has four wives and they don't sleep with any other man, and he only sleeps with them, there will be no question of AIDS. So Islam is that perfect religion which Allah has said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them our clear signs in the heavens also, within themselves also. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Until it will become very clear to them that Islam is the true religion. So Islam has ordered this in this way, and it saves us from all these diseases and all the wrong things also, and the perfect religion of Islam. Therefore, any woman, though unfortunately women are not so particular about maintaining their iddat properly. Nowadays, they try and look for loopholes and don't do their iddat properly. But if she has to have sexual relationships within that period, she stands the great risk of getting AIDS, and the man that she sleeps with also. And also, as it is explained here, that the whose child it is, the man who divorced her or the husband she's marrying, if she does it within the iddat period, it cannot be established also. And Islam is very, very particular about lineage being absolute and correct. That there mustn't be a mix-up in the lineage, that who is the father. There must be no mix-up in that. And for that reason, the strict rules of parda also, so that the lineage does not get affected. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explains that in the Western world, where the lineage is not maintained at all, where women sleep with any, they have one husband, but they will have 1,000 boyfriends. And she will sleep with any and all of them. So the children, they cannot say absolutely that this is my father. Because of the no parda in them, and all the freedom that they have made for themselves, so no child can say with absolute certainty that this is my father. And the result of that is, which our Shaykh terms, that the foul runs of the old age homes. That now when the father becomes old, because that lineage is not there, the blood is not there, he doesn't care for that old man. That feeling isn't there. If it was the real father, he would have the feeling for his father. But because it's not, so now they're going to put them, which Hazrat calls foul runs, hawks, or for the old people, and going just dump them there. And perhaps once a day in a year, which is a Father's Day or a Mother's Day, then they will go and see them with some present or something, but they have nothing to do with them. All these masalas of Sharia are to maintain the proper Islamic family and proper ties, so that when parents become old also, then the children are always will give their lives to look after them. And they will do everything. But when the lineage is not properly, and that is distorted, that lineage, when there is no proper Islamic parda, when these laws of iddat are not observed properly, and all the wrong things are done, and we take the law in our own hands, and we decide what we want to do, and we don't follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then this is the result. So anyway, for a woman who is divorced, her iddat period is 3 menses. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ. And it is not permissible for these women that they conceal what is in their wombs. That is, either the menses are there, if the menses are there, that means there is no child. Or if the child is there, then there will be no menses. And in that, so her iddat will be determined according to that. If there is a child, the iddat will be till the child is born. Then the period of iddat is completed for that woman. If there is no child, and the mens, then there will be menses, and that is for 3 periods. So all this, and it depends also, if the woman is, for example, she's expecting, and she's in her 8th month. So now there is only 1 month left for her to deliver her child. And if she wants to just come out of her iddat, and she hides what she has got, whether it's menses, or whether it's a child which she is in her womb. So she wants to make her iddah period shorter. And then, so Allah says that is not permissible. She must make known to the concerned people in the family whether she's getting her menses or not. Nobody else will know. Or whether she has conceived and she has got a child. She must, in kunna yu'minna billahi wal yawmil akhir. Agar wo iman rakhti hai Allah par aur pichle din par. And this is all that it will have effect. Islamic laws are very simple and very straightforward. And they cannot be comprehended by non-Muslims. That, for example, in many cases you just take a qasam. According to them, so easy to take a qasam. But a person who has got iman, he knows to take a qasam is no easy thing. Here also Allah Ta'ala says, for that woman the law is, she must not conceal. And there is nobody who can control her. Nobody who can go and examine her and check her. It is her private life and her private state. But the only thing that can control her is iman on Allah and the final day of accountability, of answering to Allah Ta'ala. So it is very important that more than the laws of Sharia also that are worked on, more must be worked on iman, on taqwa, on deen, on the realization of the presence of Allah and our accountability. Because that is not worked on, we find the fighting in couples, the swearing of one another, because we are oblivious, unmindful of our accountability to Allah. Our pride overtakes us, and we forget that who we are, and we think we are somebody very great, and we can shout and scream our way, and we can threaten and get our way done. But a person who has got iman on Allah will always be afraid that if Allah has to take me to task, if I am very angry on this person, and I can even execute my anger, that person is weaker than me, smaller than me, is under me, but my Allah is much more greater, and He is watching me, and He can take me to task. So this is a very important aspect where many of us, even in the ulama group, we make more effort on masail, that people must observe masalas, but very little effort is made on taqwa. That what and what can regulate a person, the whole police force, the army cannot regulate what the taqwa can regulate. In our country, one ex-president, the courts cannot bring him to justice. The government can't bring him to justice. They don't have power. The only thing that can is taqwa. If a person has got taqwa, then a person will be on his own without any police on him. He will do what he has to do, and he will do it properly, and he will do it in its entirety. He will not make zulm on any person. So these rules, they are basically for talaq and for the rulings of a woman, but they are very far-reaching effects, the Quran Sharif principles. So it is very necessary for us also that we develop taqwa within ourselves, Allah's conscious in ourselves, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, our life in the qabr, what it will be on the day of Qiyamah, we will be accountable, and in front of the entire creation we will be accountable. So if a person has that fear, he will observe the laws of Allah, and then all the rules and laws of Sharia and Quran and Hadith will make sense to a person, and it will see that how practical and how applicable and how easy it is to apply. Not all the detailed funny laws of which the man has made, man-made laws, and they don't get him anywhere whatsoever. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.